Radio 92.9 The Game.
So I am with you as far as those looking a little bit more distracting.
Michael Harris down the right field line, and that ball is fair. I think the wrist is feeling pretty good for Michael Harris. 2-0 Braves in the second. My, 424 feet.
Woo, man, had him quick hands through the zone. That's a Michael Harris big fly. That's a tater last night watching that ball fly. I don't know, Bo, if that ball ever had a downward trajectory. I'll be honest with you, man. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Tiff is on her way to Hawaii to cover the Hawaii game this weekend. So it's Mike and Bo with you the rest of the way, man. Thanks for hanging out with us here on the morning shift. This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean.
Yeah, had he hit it with like his wedge, somebody would have said you sculled it.
Yeah,
I mean that's
what he just flicked.
Yeah,
it, dude.
Well, that was the thing you and I noticed. His wrist or his hands and his wrist were so quick on that swing. It was like he was like, oh, here it is. Oh, release. And he released his hands and yickety.
Yeah. It is funny, too, because that was the injury concern, the hand and the wrist for Michael Harris. The reason you didn't see him for just a small stretch as he was a defensive replacement the day before. Nonetheless, the Braves get it done on the road last night against Minnesota. Obviously, man, a lot of big games coming up, but it's like you said earlier, they've won a lot of games. They're piecing it together. They're trying to make us believers, even though they are doing it about as patchwork as a lineup can possibly be at this point.
Well,
but they're getting it done, dude. And that's the beauty of the entire story with the Atlanta Braves this year is as much as we want to say this ain't the year, they continue to roll off victories and stay in the playoff hunt.
Well, that's what agitates me to an extent is I think part of it's where you're at in the NL where it's so tight and in the NL East where it's basically there, you know, three teams are within 9 games of each other. But you look at it and I look at the Astros and I was hearing somebody was telling me the Astros, man, those Astros are really good. They're red hot. They're 70-62. They just lost 2 straight to the Phillies, yet they lead their division by 3.5 games because of the debacle the Mariners have become. And then you look at the Braves and you're like, Braves are 72-60. They suck. That's like the mindset of us as Atlanta fans. And I understand it completely. It's because of the expectations, but it's also because of the injuries. And I'm sitting here across from Rob Monday, and he's like, yes, lost season. Yeah, lost season. And I go, Rob, no, lost season, doesn't matter. They're not going to win a World Series lost season. And I don't know if he's right or wrong. And I'm not going to sit here on August 28th and say the season's over, they won't win a World Series. But to call it a lost season, if you get into the playoffs and even win, even make it, if you make it out of the wild card, right, and make it to the divisional round, I can't say it's a lost season because what I would say is it was a season where you salvaged something out of a plethora of injuries that a lot of franchises would not overcome.
Look, man, here's how I sit on this. My brain is still 15 years ago. If you're not the first wild card team in my brain, it means you didn't make it to the playoffs. And I know that had expanded to 2 wild card teams and then 3 wild card teams. And now we have this format we have right now. But I don't think it's a lost season. But I think I kind of, if there was a fence between you and Rob, your team, hey, let's catch fire. I'll ride to the last minute. And Rob, his team, lost season. I probably have both my feet on Rob's side of the fence. And it just feels
as long
like
as you're not riding the fence, because I can't stand fence riders. They are the people that just
what opinion would be a fence rider for that? Could be good. I don't know. My point is
that
I'm
just waiting to see. Oh, I'll wait to see. Don't be a fence rider. Give us what you think.
My thing is, I am going to ride with the Braves, and I'm going to watch, and I'm going to be plugged in, and even with it being football season,
so's
everything
Rob.
Else going on. But you do get to a point where like, dude, it's just not meant to be. And I think that's okay. Like, if that's your feeling, that's okay.
And look, they might go to Philadelphia for this fourth.
We're saying this after a win, by the way, so I'm just going to throw that out there. Ding. But they won last night.
Yeah, but they've always been around that 10 games above 500. That's where they've kind of wavered.
Yeah, they've hovered
for the last, 3 months, I would say. And look, I don't know what they might lose the next 5 in a row. And we might sit here and say, well, they're 7 games above 500. It's lost. So you're out of the wild card. You just don't know. But for whatever reason, this team has fought and clawed, and you're getting amazing performances from Whit Merrifield and Gio Urshela and Ramon Laureano. And I mean, so there has to be some. You can't kill the manager constantly. Not saying you are, but you can't kill Snitker and all these guys constantly. And then when they do well, be like, yeah, well, prove it in October. I mean, that's a coward. That's a coward's response.
Yeah.